was telling David that I miss the analog days where all the electrons knew exactly what to do. You could physically, you could picture them. They were like these little negatively charged things with eyeglasses, and you could see them running on their little feet up and down the copper wires.
I haven't told you very much lately, but I just adore you.
Oh.
And really, and everything over the years that you, how you supported Mustard's Retreat.
Oh, you're so sweet. Now,
really,
and we're going to talk just the same, even though it's a little hard to play music in the condition we're in.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, the headline. Oh, yeah, we're on the air, I hope you know, too.
Oh, I did not know. Thank you for telling me.
Yes, I'm glad.
Holy moly.
That's all right. You're willing to. We can adore each other in front of ourselves. So you, I know it's Facebook public, you got married 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
I'm on my honeymoon.
I can't believe it.
Yes. So, we quickened the pace up a little bit. We were planning on doing this down the road a piece, but with the pandemic, and Michael is from New York City, 40 years there, the numbers don't look so good there. We'd like to get, he'd like a porch to sit in, to sit on. So we have indulged ourselves in this in our elder years. So this has been very, very exciting.
It's amazing. And you mentioned you've got your veil with you.
I do have my veil. I believe that, you know, there's a proxy time. I'm entitled to wear it for a little more time.
Well, I was really surprised.
It cost about $7. I made it myself. And thank you so much, Joanne's Fabric Store.
So, I mean, you guys have been so busy, Mustard's Retreat.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
And I do want to mention that I think I can assure you that Godfrey Daniels is going to have their stream working tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. I really like what you have going on tomorrow. There is Pay What You Can performance originating from the legendary Godfrey Daniels. Actually, I guess through Godfrey Daniels. Will you be at home, do you think? Or
we will be in the Yellow Room at David's house in Ann Arbor. And Zooming, and YouTube and Facebook. And the Zoom parties after the show have special guests, and we all sit around and talk and share our experiences, and it is the most fulfilling feeling I have received in a long time. And although we can't be together physically, we certainly are together all in a Zoom room. It's quite an amazing, visceral experience, and I encourage them all to come and see.
It's really exciting that that's going to happen, and that's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We linked to the website Godfrey Daniels, which is a legendary folk club out in the sort of mid-eastern Pennsylvania.
Hallowed ground, really.
Yeah, and then after, well, you've got a great singer-songwriter that's going to play a song before you two play, if my memory is correct. Her name, Catherine Rondo,
yes,
is going to play.
Fabulous.
But then after you're done, she's going to play some more, and then there's some very special guests. Am I allowed to say John Gorka might be?
Oh,
oops.
Of course.
And then you've got an interview with the founder of Godfrey Daniels, which is also pretty darn amazing.
Yes, it is. And for that, Larry, let me turn you over to David for that, and because I'm sure he has some things to say about the fact that he will be playing in the after party. So hold
excellent.
On here,
well,
David.
Let me just say, did I apologize to you enough? I hope I did.
Oh, certainly.
We're gonna.
And why do you need me? Libby was doing just fine.
Well, this is if ever there was a time to be defiantly hopeful. I was trying to be both, but the defiance of the equipment in front of me won.
Yes, you know, yes, the technology, you know, there's a big learning curve, and as technology gets changing faster and faster, we have to do faster and faster learning.
It's something. First of all, you launched the Defiantly Hopeful Tour. Has it been 2 years now?
Let's see. No, it was during the last election.
Okay, so it's been almost four.
It was the March before the election.
And you've kept it up, and it's really meant a lot to me when I get an email from you. I mean this, and it says Defiantly Hopeful. Those are really great words. Those two words together say a lot, and I'm glad you've kept it up. It's not easy, especially during the last 6 to 9 months or so. It's not been easy at all.
Well, you know, I actually find it's more easy for us because of Zoom concerts, what we're doing, what we're bringing to people. They're so appreciative because it is. I mean, what else? You know, either you lay down or you're defiantly hopeful, and the Zoom concerts give us community.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And that's the thing that's so wonderful, to see people. We've seen fans we haven't seen for over 40 years, and people we don't know, and then they just come in. And again, it's like Libby says, it's a visceral thing. And, you know, it's not technologically perfect, but what, you know, I don't know, what we need is not perfection. What we need is each other.
Very true.
And so that's, you know, we're just thrilled, and we're thrilled to be able to, I mean, we can talk to you and do this interview, and sometime it's going to work that we can perform for you. I had been going to write you and say, hey, Larry, you want to do a Zoom concert?
You know, it occurred to me, and you know, I like to problem solve. We probably could have tried to do this by Zoom rather than the fancy schmancy broadcast industry method.
I know. Yeah, I mean, and again, I know, I'll put that out to you that we have a tech guy, and if we can get him on a date, all you need to do is we send a link, and then you just put the link out to your people, and we can do a Zoom concert for you.
That might be fun to do that.
I think so.
And Zoom's getting better and better. It's amazing, all of these. I hit the trifecta the other day. I did something in Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, and Zoom all on the same day. And it's a little difficult because you tend to forget which command is which.
Right.
But this was in the news in Pittsburgh. This is the kind of thing, it could make national news, I suppose, but there was a school board meeting all by Zoom, and one of the school board members decided to get up and take a quick shower during the meeting, and she forgot to turn her camera off. Now, I don't think... I think it was just, it's not like she had a train that she took it into the bathroom with her or anything, but she was getting a lot of ribbing, and she decided to call it a teachable moment. But you do need to pay attention.
Well, that's right. Well, so I would propose this to you, and I think it would be fun to do a Zoom thing. I mean, the Zoom that we have has you can get up to 100 people in there, and then it gets streamed out on YouTube and Facebook Live as well. But we could gather all the Saturday Light Brigade families and people, and they could all Zoom in and see each other. We could all talk to each other.
We should do that. That's
I think that would be great.
That's a fun idea. Now we were talking about tomorrow's event.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to be sure there's an after party. And you're going to be interviewing the founder, right? Of
yes, Dave Godfrey. Fry. Dave Fry. You know, he and Cindy Dinsmore founded it back in 1976, Godfrey Daniels. And it's, you know, it's 100 seat. It's small and funky and has the atmosphere you just want to be there for it. And so he is a wonderful, wonderful performer. So he's going to be there. And then John Gorka is also going to be there. And John, that's where he cut his teeth on folk music and learned all his stuff. He used to live in the basement there for a while. And then we're having Catherine Rondeau, who is this wonderful up-and-coming singer from the East Coast who lives near there. So it's going to be... These after parties are great. We generally don't announce who's going to be on them, so that it's a surprise. But you know, it's just, we do a round robin and talking and asking questions, and it's a unique moment.
Well, and Godfrey Daniels, you put it so well in your newsletter that was just sent, is. You've got Club Passim in Boston, Cafe Lena's in Saratoga Springs, New York, the Ark in Ann Arbor, your stomping grounds, Bound for Glory in Ithaca, and then Godfrey Daniels as really a legendary listening room right here in Pennsylvania with Dave and Cindy having opened it up all those years ago. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, once you get, you know, these places that have been going 40 or 50 years, I think the Ark and Passim and Bound for Glory, maybe it's 50. When you really stop to think about that, it is an extraordinary thing. It's nearly or is half a century of supporting this kind of music and all the changes and the people that have gone through there, all those places. It's amazing.
It sure is. And so tonight you can virtually experience it. Normally it would take a trip to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I hope you'll consider tonight. It's a pay what you can event. But
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 5. I'm sorry. I'm already
right.
Thinking ahead. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And we've posted something on our website about it. And we'll make sure that it's also up on Facebook now. We just put something up a few minutes ago. And you can go, and if you can make a contribution, it'll help the folks there keep folk music going. Not to sound like a broken record, but, I mean, in the best of times, it can be hard for venues like Godfrey Daniels and for musicians that – have chosen to make very authentic, original music that is not necessarily designed to bring in a huge market. In the very best of times, it can be hard. And in these times, it becomes really important to support musicians and venues that keep music going.
It does. And, you know, and we always say these concerts, all of our concerts are always free. If you cannot afford anything, that's totally fine. We are just thrilled to have you there because you are part of the community, and if you have a couple bucks to spare, you know, it's great because it does support, you know, the support musicians and venues, and that's a wonderful thing. But mostly, we want to have you there and be, because this goes all beyond, you know, beyond, this is not about commerce. It is about community. And, you are part of it. You matter. We make the difference. And come and enjoy and share your presence with us. And that's the biggest reward.
And you'll hear some great songs. You know, I played... Here We Are a couple weeks ago, which has always been one of my favorites. And there's a song that meant a lot to me when you first recorded it. And it's one of the great things about music that's authentically written is it can have different meanings as the listener changes or as times change. And that song, as I played it, I heard it in a completely different way than I'm used to hearing it. And that's just the mark of an incredible song and what it can mean as you hear it.
Well, thank you. That's like a real compliment, to a songwriter, to have a song that really, it can grow with you.
Much simpler, much more succinct.
That reminds me. I mean, Livy and I have been working really hard for the last year and a half, kind of coming up with a duo show. Now that Michael is gone, and that's one of the songs we haven't gotten to yet, but we will.
That's good to hear. And I follow Michael on Facebook, and Michael, who I think a lot of listeners will remember, has been a big part of Mustard's Retreat over the years, and he seems to be healing and feeling better as time goes on.
Yes, he seems to be doing well, and I see him about every week because the Yellow Room Gang now gets together online instead of at my house. So, and he can just phone in from. Zoom in, actually, from Tucson, where he's now living.
Yeah, Michael had gone out with his late partner, Cindy, with that being a better atmosphere for her. And you know what I really love about Michael? Tell him this. I've told him this, too, but he writes amazing haiku. He's really good at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does. He is a really, really good writer.
Yeah. So, hopefully, I'd love to see him. Maybe that's the thing to do, is to do a Zoom concert, see him. Are the Yellow Room sessions open to everybody, or are those typically musicians?
No, it's just the eight of us. It's been since, 2004. It's just a working session. I mean, we do workshops out, or we did do workshops for the public that have been great fun. And we just haven't figured out, everybody has just been so busy, with the COVID thing and learning all this virtual thing and, trying to do concerts. We just haven't more than glanced upon, why don't we do a concert together, on Zoom. There are lots of possibilities, and everybody's been too busy to do anything more than have our weekly meetings.
That's understandable. Well, I'm glad we were still able to talk to each other this morning. I'm excited for tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, Godfrey Daniels. It's going to be neat to be able to see the two of you, you and Libby, also to be able to see the new to us, Catherine Rondeau. I did go to listen to her. She's got an incredible voice. And then afterwards, sort of this intimate party that you can be a part of. Bring your own hors d'oeuvres, take off your shoes.
Yeah, Don White says, yep, the after party is like, okay, the concert's done, the doors are closed, we're locking the doors, and now everybody's in here for a real treat. And that's kind of what they're like. You never know. I mean, Don White has had, Peter Yarrow and John Gorka and Tom Rush and all Christine Lavin, all sorts of people will come to do these after parties, and every once in a while you'll see somebody in the audience. I mean, Don just pulled us out of the audience the other night, and we did a couple of songs. It's you just never know who's going to be there and who's going to play.
I saw Christine in a concert the other day, and she's rocking the pigtails here. She's let her hair get quite long. Well, David, thanks to you and Libby, and we will figure out a way to get you performing on the air, hopefully in Pittsburgh, but we'll figure out a way to do it remotely successfully. I really am grateful for your friendship and also your patience this morning. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, and really, hello to you and Ricky and Chad and everybody out there. And I'm going to turn you over to Libby for a final word.
Sounds good. You know, Libby,
yes.
When I was growing up, and an elderly relative would call, my brothers David and Richard and I would always like try to pass the phone on to the other one so we could go back to doing what we're doing. I know that's not what David did, but did you ever do that growing up?
Well, I think we absolutely did. I think I did it in all the way up to flip phones.
It's like, David, Grandma wants to really talk to you. Bye.
Well, I have to say that just knowing that I was going to see you today and talk to you today just really made me feel good. So I'm just thanking you, Larry and Ricky, you know what I'm saying? And I sure look forward to, the real deal.
Yeah.
Zoom concert.
Well, you know, that is a fantastic idea. I love for you to do that with us. That's a no-brainer. We should have thought of that a long time ago.
You know, don't you wonder what it would be like to, 10 years ago to fall asleep and sort of a Rip Van Winkle thing and you wake up and people are saying Zoom concerts. And
It's a whole new world out there, and thankfully David and all his artists, because of his direction, we are staying on top of it and learning new things. There's new software coming out. We're asking for the help that we need to learn it, and I think it's a great thing. I think it is a level playing field for all musicians, and although it may not be forever, it is here now, and this is how we are connecting. So I'm in.
Yeah, you bet. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to you and David both.
Look forward to seeing you again, Larry. All the best.
Take care. That's Libby and David. Sorry to you for us not being able to get them on with music as we had hoped to this morning. We'll make it up to you over time.